from East Ayrshire, with one overriding desire, to see half man, half biscuit play. And his dream came true one day. He went to see them in Bournemouth, but afterwards he felt really rough. I asked him why he looked so grim. He said he stuck his head in a speaker bin. He's got half man, half biscuit tinnitus. His ears are bigger than Gary Lineker's, which makes it more ridiculous. But he insists it was the biscuit who were the ones who inflicted his half man, half biscuit tinnitus. The first chord Nigel Blackwell struck made Kenny's ears scream, holy fuck. His hearing was destroyed that night, and ever since he's mourned his plight. Now he is an English teacher with one distinctive feature. He tells kids not to be quiet, but to recite the Trompton Riot. He's got half man, half biscuit tinnitus. His ears are bigger than Gary Lineker's, which makes it more ridiculous. But he insists it was the biscuit who were the ones who inflicted his half man, half biscuit tinnitus. His ears are bigger than Gary Lineker's, which makes it more ridiculous. But he insists it was the biscuit who were the ones who inflicted his half man, half biscuit tinnitus.